Hey, it's Mal.
And Maddie, and this is Smatter of Fact.
Just two best friends dabbling in speaking with superficial knowledge on our subjects.
In other words, a smattering of facts.
This storm is coming. It is
It's
like
coming.
really intimidating.
You're
It's really
very like
intimidating.
your like image is like super glitchy. I don't know if mine is, but I can like hear
Yeah,
you very clearly, so that's good.
yours is kind of glitchy too.
Oh no. My sound or
Might be
my
mine. I don't know.
is it my sound
No,
or
just your video.
okay. That's good. Yeah. So
I feel like there's kind of a lag.
it's okay. I'll edit it out. I'll edit all the spaces out. So we were just talking about how on Sunday, I guess by the time this comes out, I'll have already met sweet baby Maisie, but I will get to meet her. I'm so excited. Tell me all about
She is
her.
so
Tell us
sweet.
all about her.
Well, first of all, I've been sleep deprived all day because she is very nocturnal.
Oh, really? She just like zooming around at
And
night?
yeah, it's really just like really early in the morning, like middle of the night. So yeah, yesterday she like woke me up at like
Great.
4 a.m. and was like pouncing on my feet because she like pounces on like all the lumps underneath the covers and just trying to like, she's very like, I don't know, like she's a kitten, so kind of like short attention span.
Yeah.
She can't just like lay down in one spot for too long.
Yeah.
And she was just trying to like walk all over me, like get my attention, like licking me. And I was like, I, hello.
You need to
And
stop.
the problem is like we don't have a door on our bedroom because it's a loft, so it's
Yeah.
all just completely open. And yeah, so basically got like half the amount of sleep I usually do last night. I was struggling
Like
today,
having a newborn.
especially because it literally, I'm
Like,
like,
sorry to the moms out there. I'm sure it's not, but
I
like, it sounds kind of like it.
like, yeah, like I've only done this for one night and I'm like, how do people do this for months and months? Like, it's scary.
Today,
But yeah, otherwise,
today.
anyway, she's just like so sweet and
She
cuddly and
looks all
cute.
of the
And
videos and stuff that you've sent me. I'm like, I need her. I want to squish her. I love her so much. So sweet.
yes,
Goodness. Yeah.
so yeah, I got home today and I looked on Facebook Marketplace for like a gate, like a baby pet gate, and we found
Cat's gonna
one for
jump
20
over it.
bucks. I don't think so.
She's gonna go
Because,
through
like,
it
the
then.
way it would be on a stair. No, it's not like one with, I found one that wasn't bars. It was
Oh,
more
it's like a crisscross or
like a
something.
grid.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was 20 bucks, brand new, still in the box. So
Nice.
we bought it, and Jaeger just picked it up. So
You're gonna put it in like
we're gonna
on the
try.
stairs, like going up the stairs, or like at the
Yeah, like
top of the stairs or bottom of the stairs?
at the top.
Okay, so
At the
she'll be
top.
jumping from like she would have to jump from much lower
Yeah.
to like get up.
Hope allegedly. We're gonna
Okay.
try it.
Or you're gonna have to like put a gate and then get like a net to like hang over like from the gate
Oh my
down the
goodness.
stairs a little.
Oh,
That's
I
funny.
know.
That's funny.
I know.
If she doesn't like sleep on your bed with you.
She, no, because she doesn't want to sleep. And she also, like, maybe she does during the night. I don't know. But, like, she doesn't just, like, lay in the same spot. Like, she'll, like, move every few minutes. She'll literally just, like, lay down and, like, seem like she's going to sleep. And then she'll get up, walk to a different spot, and then, like, just flop down again.
That's so funny. Meanwhile, Rory's like, put
And
me
she, like,
under the
wants to be touching
covers.
you.
That sounds like Rory too. All the
Yeah,
time.
she like wants to be touching you, like, and her t little
That's
tail just
cute
kind of like
though.
lifts up and flops down and lifts up and flops down, and it's like, I know it's like hard to be mad, like you can't be mad,
Yeah.
but I was just like, I was like, I really
You
need to
guys are
sleep.
just
Like, you're
getting,
so
you're
cute
getting
and I
used to
love you
each
so
other.
much, but like,
You gotta get used to each other.
I know.
I think, like, what are we talking about today, though, other than pets and daycare?
So we're going with like a super like lighthearted, just kind of like
Good.
easy one.
Cool.
I don't know, just kind of like back to kind of like our earlier days where it was more of just like lists. I
Great.
don't know what
Well, because we talked about, like, when I did the body, like the human body one, about us, like, needing a few, like, more lighthearted things, and then both of us were like, actually,
I
no.
know, right? Then we did like deep dives again.
Yeah.
So today we're talking about really crazy ways that people have become either millionaires or like super rich.
Ooh, this sounds fun. Maybe this
Like,
will give
just like,
me some insight about what I can do to become a millionaire or really rich.
yes.
Okay, I'm
Yeah.
ready. Tell me everything.
So the first way that Matthew Osborne found success was by scooping dog poop for a living.
Who's Matthew Osborne?
I don't know, a random guy that
Oh,
became a millionaire
okay.
by scooping dog poop.
You said that to me like I knew who Matthew Osborne was, and I was like,
No,
okay, so he
I don't
scooped
know,
dog
man.
poop. I could do that. I also scoop dog poop.
So, right.
We both
So,
actually have
according
experience with scooping dog poop.
lots of poop. I scooped cat poop today.
Ew, that's disgusting.
It's really not. They're just dried little tiny balls of
Turds.
whatever. Okay. Focus. I'm like half asleep right now. According to his website, pooperscooper.com, he spent the winter of 1987 researching demographics in his city and like studied the whole like pet industry and practiced like he tried to figure out like the quickest ways to scoop up large quantities of dog poop in the shortest amount of time. And he was like doing all this like research and stuff while like working two other jobs and like having like a child and everything, which I thought was interesting.
I guess, like, maybe he really felt strongly that there was, like, a market for that kind of thing.
Yeah, he just like said, "You know what? I'm just gonna choose a niche market and go for it."
Hope it works out.
And he even like he practiced with like different tools, seeing which one was best to use. And he used like simulated dog waste like in his yard to just like keep practicing pooping
Why
pooper
not just
scooping.
at that point, if you're investing the money, just get a dog?
I know.
It'll poop.
So basically, he got some customers and then it just kind of became really popular and then he hired more people and then
Wait, so
eventually just sold the business.
he made a product?
I don't think so. I think he just I don't really know. He well, you can, you know what? You can read his book, The Professional Pooper Scooper, and find out his secrets.
Hold on. Let's see. Pooper scooper. I mean, there's lots of products called a pooper
Professional.
scooper.
Yeah, I don't think he like invented a new tool. He just,
He just
I don't know
figured out
what he decided was the
the what was
best.
his like thing? Like he was like, I need to like figure out like someone is going to.
I don't really get why he like chose this either. You know what I mean? Like, why
Yeah.
scooping dog poop? Like, I don't know.
Apparently he didn't invent like like the thing that's like a catcher. It's like a little bin and a rake that you like can use, or like the similar thing like what we used at the doggy daycare. Apparently it wasn't invented by him. It was
Yeah.
invented by someone in the 70s, Brooke Miller. His name was
Yeah, I don't know.
Matthew Osborne.
Yeah. He just looked like an average looking dude.
I mean, very I don't know,
We can move
industrious
on.
of him
I know.
to somehow make
Like,
or
and
do
just
something
imagine
with the
like that
poops here.
being
I
your
mean,
job.
this is,
Like, where'd you put all the poop?
yeah, I mean,
He
it's
could have like turned
smattering.
it around and used it for like fertilizer or something. Maybe that wouldn't be,
Ooh.
maybe dog poop is a good fertilizer, but
Oh, he founded a thing called, oh, this is literally just called pooperscooper.com. And it's Matthew
Yeah.
Osborne. He's a founder of Pet Butler, which is a dog waste removal service in Ohio.
Yeah.
This website looks like it was
Ohio.
made in the 90s.
It probably was. And they
He
probably never
offered a
changed it.
cleanup after people's dogs for a weekly fee. So it was like a
I just
snow
like,
removal thing.
but like, they don't poop that much.
In a week, sometimes they do. But like they probably
I
some
guess,
he
but
probably
I
had
don't
like
get.
different things where it was like you can do it like on a 1 month basis where like in a month will come and you pay like your weekly fee and then boom. He said the service outgrew the home office and he became an employer of 7 workers with a fleet of 6 pickup trucks serving between 650 and 700 regular weekly customers.
Yeah, like I'm just really surprised because it doesn't really seem like that much effort to just pick up poop
Oh, and this
from
is a
your own
link to
dog,
his
but
book. It says, read more about Matthew's career. Doo Doo Guru marks 30 years. It's a free book. Oh my goodness.
it's free?
It says, hey, it's free. No cost, no kidding.
Wow.
You can download it and you can also order it online. Wow.
Interesting.
What a neat dude.
Okay, number two is pretty cool.
Okay.
So, you can get rich by selling pixels on your website for ad space. But, well, I'm just gonna. A lot of these were like in the early 2000s. I don't know what happened in the early 2000s, what kind of water they were drinking, but a lot of people came up with these great ideas and they're like all like 2005, 2007.
Wow.
It's like, okay.
It must have been, yeah,
So,
something in the water. It's when they put the fluoride in the water.
right. So in 2005, UK-based Alex Tu was 21-year-old entrepreneur who needed a way to pay off his college debt. And so August 25th of that year, he launched the Million Dollar Homepage, which is a real website. It's still up and running, which is really just a 1,000 pixel by 1,000 pixel. It was just like a blank slate of a website. So essentially, with like that grid, it'd be a million pixels. And so, like, the end goal was that the whole page would eventually rake in $100 million. So he like sold off each pixel for $1 a piece to companies to like purchase and put an ad on.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, and so like many companies obviously purchased like multiple pixels or like a dozen pixels to be able to make an ad that you could actually see and read because a pixel's pretty small. So yeah, within a few months he became a millionaire and he actually ended up using his profits to launch an app called Calm. Have you heard of it? I've
Oh,
definitely seen it
yes,
like
I have
advertised and
heard
stuff.
of it.
Yeah, it's like a sleep and meditation app.
Yeah.
So he was like a co-founder of that based on like his earnings from this like site. It's
So
pretty
the
cool.
pixels,
And it's just
it's
like
a million
preserved.
pixels, $1 per pixel, own a piece of internet history. And when you slide your mouse, I sent you the link. When you slide the mouse over, you like something pops up where there's like this one says CatholicSingles.com, the official site for Catholic singles. And the best website for site
Right.
posting. And this one's like Hello Kitty, I love stickers, best stickers and sticker clubs, free stickers. Whoa.
I know. I'm like scared to like click on any links.
Yeah, I would not, but that's the interesting. Maybe we should
This
do
is the
that.
biggest heart on this page. I'm clicking it. Never mind, I'm scared. But yeah, like I was like, I can do that. I can code. I can buy a
It's a
domain and
US
just,
job site.
yeah.
We
I just thought that was
could
like
do
really
that.
cool.
Then we could make money.
I know.
Although I don't know if I like the idea of hosting all of some of these sites look a little
I know. I mean,
sketchy.
it was like 2005, so
Yeah.
most of them are probably not even around. I don't know. Similarly, also in 2005, Jason Sadler decided he was actually inspired by the Million Dollar Homepage, and he
Oh,
was
okay.
like, "I too want to make money without doing any actual work." So he set up his own website, and I don't know why it took like a few years, but I guess In 2009, he began just wearing other companies' t-shirts for money and like walking around as like a human billboard. So he would just like post him like wearing these shirts online, I guess, or I don't know what kind of, they didn't really have a lot of social media back then, but yeah, he like just became a human billboard. He made 83,000 in his first year, and apparently I Wear Your Shirt is now described on Wikipedia as an American advertising company. And fun fact, Jason Sadler is no longer Jason Sadler. He changed his name to Jason Surferapp after he sold rights to his last name to the surfing application for 50 grand. So like he sold his last name. He just want to make a few
He
extra
sold his
dollars, I
last
guess.
name.
Yeah, he sold his, like, that's so
That'd
weird.
be a no for me.
Right? Like he literally like they paid him money to change his last name to the
That's
name of like their
ridiculous.
app.
He's like, I will just forever be
Like
like
would
advertising for other people in
literally
any way I can. I hope it was
would
good money.
you wouldn't
It's
you it was $50,000.
not that good.
I know, right? It's really, yeah.
That's not for
Another
me.
way, yeah. Another way you could get rich is to pretend to be Santa Claus and write letters back to your children. So in 2001, Byron Reese secured an address in the North Pole in somewhere like in Alaska, I guess.
That's not the North Pole.
And that's what I was saying. I guess it's a real location. Maybe it's like a town or like, I don't know. Yeah, because I was like, the North Pole doesn't hit Alaska, does it? And I
No,
was like, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
So
Okay.
maybe it's like the like a
Maybe it's like
town name
a
or something. I don't know.
town or like a county or something.
It's a real location in Alaska. He launched an online business called SantaMail.org where parents could buy children a Christmas card addressed from Santa, complete with a stamp and an address from the North Pole. So yeah, he just made it into like a multi-million dollar business, just like writing. Well, I don't know if he like wrote personalized letters or it was just like a generic letter that he just sold. But I guess it was inspired by his late mother who always gave him a letter from Santa when he was a child, and he just made that
That's
into
cute.
a living.
Wow.
I know, right?
Who
That it's
knew?
kind of heartwarming. I know, right? I wonder if you can still do that.
I don't know. I
I don't
bet
know.
you can. I bet it still goes even if it's not like him. Still
Probably.
operational.
Or you could just, write your own letter from Santa, save money. I don't
Yeah, just like put the return address as North Pole and call it a day.
I know, right?
Like, stick a
Like,
stamp on
I feel
it.
like it'd
That's
be really
what
easy
it's
to
like
fake.
25 cents, 50 cents or something. Yeah, I
Yeah,
guess I don't
stamps are kind of
understand.
expensive.
I get there's so many ways you could make it work without paying money for someone else to write you a letter.
Publishing strangers' secrets online.
I think you cut out for a second there.
You can get rich by publishing strangers' secrets online. It's called postsecret.com. Very original. It started as a community art project by Frank Warren in 2005, where
2005.
he handed out postcards and asked people to anonymously mail him a secret, and he would later publish this on his website, postsecret.com. I've seen people kind of do this with
Interesting.
like TikTok, where like there's like this one guy that I've like watched a lot, and he has this like Google form that people will just like leave like random anonymous confessions in, and he'll like read them on TikTok, and it's like
Oh boy.
he has the best reactions. But
That's kind of funny.
so yeah, he received like over 1,000 postcards a week, and he like narrows them down to like 20 per week and posts every Sunday.
I
I
mean, he
guess
just
he's like
like
very
makes
against
money.
monetizing.
He just makes money
Yeah,
by like
so he's
people like
very against
the
like
traffic on the site.
no, he's against monetizing like from the website,
Oh, okay. Okay.
but I think he might have like ads or something, but he also like turned it into a book, too,
Oh.
when he receives like royalties from that. So,
That's kind of good.
and he like also talks, I guess, at colleges and like earns money from that. So, yeah.
Cool.
I mean, that would be like so fun to just like read all these like juicy confessions and like secrets
Yeah.
that people have. Like, I would love that. Like,
For sure.
start another podcast.
My secret confessions. TM, TM, TM. Not mine. Your secret confessions.
Yeah, not mine, yours. This next one is really kind of amazing.
Okay.
And I feel really bad because this woman is Chinese, and I don't really know how to, I think it's, is it just Zhang? I'll get Zhang. Zhang Yin.
Sure.
Maybe. Sure.
Okay. Or Zhang. Zhang? Probably Zhang. Zhang? I don't know.
Zhang, Yin. We're just gonna call her Yin.
Okay. That sounds good.
Maybe. So she is one of the richest people from China.
Go her.
She's the founder and director of the largest paper making enterprise, Nine Dragons Paper Holdings.
Okay.
So the beginning of it is pretty humble, actually. So in 1985, she launched a paper trading company in Hong Kong. But seeing that the quality of recycled paper was very poor in China, she actually ended up moving to LA in America. And she started buying American scrap paper, and she like sent it back to China to have it turned into cardboard boxes. So she really like made a whole business on like selling our scrap paper back to China so that they can make boxes to like ship
I
things
wouldn't have even
probably
like
back to
thought
us.
of that. Yeah, probably.
I know, it's pretty clever, honestly.
No, it really is.
Her net worth is estimated at more than 3.4 billion, which is higher than like Oprah and like J.K. Rowling, and it was
Wow.
all just for recycling paper.
Wow. That's pretty wild.
I know, right?
I need to like think of something like that.
I know, like you think like that's like so
I'm
like
sure like it
no-brainer.
also sounds like so simple, but I'm sure it was not simple to like coordinate like
Well, to like
selling to a different
totally
country and like
right. Like to move from China to like America is like a huge step, obviously.
yeah.
And I mean, it probably took a lot of money also to like ship these things. Like it probably she probably like you don't make money right off the bat, probably. I don't know, but
Yeah.
yeah, amazing. There was once a website called myexcusedabsence.com. It was created in 2007, and it was a service for essentially like creating fake doctor's notes for people to like get out of things.
Great.
So you could like purchase a personalized document for $25, and apparently they like worked. But then too many people caught on and the site was taken down.
Yeah, that one's not great.
I mean, as it should,
Yeah.
but I know. This one
Oh, goodness.
I have mixed like feelings about, but
Okay.
essentially like you could exploit your child to publicly review toys on YouTube
Oh,
if you
okay.
wanted to.
Yeah, if you wanted to.
If you wanted to, which I mean I hesitated to say like exploiting, but like that's kind of like
Yes.
what they did. I mean, it's still the YouTube channel is still up and running. It's called Ryan's World, and he's like, I don't know how old he is, probably when the article was written, it was like 7, but I think it was a couple of years old, so maybe he's like 9 or 10 now. And he just like reviewed toys on YouTube, and of course, he is the audience for all these toys, so people watched it,
Yeah,
obviously,
but
and
hear me out. Something that would be a lot more fun. People our age trying out toys and giving a review. because there are not enough opportunities in my life. Granted, I do work at a daycare, but the kids are very demanding about how I play with their toys and how I play with them. And so I think it would be fun because I want to play with toys a certain way. I have ideas. I want to know how it works. You know, I want to build a cool tower. I want to see how structurally, how much structural integrity the Lego tower I build has. I think it would be so fun to also do toy reviews.
I think so too. I don't know how many people would watch it, but it would be fun.
YouTube channel idea? Someone send us a
Apparently,
toy and we will review it.
right? Apparently they make 22 million a year just doing these like
I hope that that is going towards that child and not the
I know, right?
parent.
I looked into it. They like do a bunch of other like just random videos too, like of him doing activities and whatnot,
This
but
is the thing about like
I
that
just,
kind of
I don't know.
situation is like you know that money
Like,
is not going all towards the child. Like I'm sure they're setting aside some money for him, but like you are using your child for monetary gain. I don't think that's fair to the
I
child. It's like the
know.
same thing with these like YouTuber families where they're like, you know, like where it's like a lot of it's focused around like the children. I don't mind the one so much where it's like, you know, the mom who's like, hey, this is my day in life of a stay-at-home mom, and it's like showing like her routine or
Right.
whatever, and then like maybe the kid pops up to like say hey or something, but it's not like a clearly like staged or like
She's making the content. It's not like
it's
her
her in
kids
the
are the
contact, not
content.
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Until like the kid is old enough to kind of
And
like
just like,
understand like
I know. Like the
the
whole idea of like
audience and
child
stuff, but
fame is
like,
rough.
No.
I know.
Like my roommate and I have been watching like Dance Moms and like that whole like just as like a dance like educator myself, I'm like the way that these kids are like treated by their dance teachers and their mothers and stuff, I'm like, this is not okay. Like your
Right?
child is 8.
I
They don't need to
know.
be pulled from school so they can do more dance where they're already going, you know, 4 hours a night. Like they do, like they don't need that. They're 8. Like
Oh
they
my
can
goodness.
still be good and do great things and be amazing dancers, but like don't sacrifice their childhood for it, you know?
Yeah.
And then like once they get to an age where they're like, this is like, you know, like probably like 12 or 13. Where they're like, this is what I want to do. You know, I want to do this all the time. Then that is like a position where it's like, okay, we can devote more time to this.
Yeah, I feel like
It
their
just,
safety
there's so much
is also kind
pressure.
of like they're just like very vulnerable now that they're like really like if they're like really famous, like I would feel like
Yeah.
scared for like their safety,
Did you listen to the new
honestly.
Morbid podcast episode from that they
I
put
don't think
out
so.
today?
No, not no.
It was about like
Was it?
this for like the richest girl in America. It was this girl who was like born, her dad was like one of the most rich men in the world. Oh, she was like the richest girl in the world at some point, but he was like one of the richest like men in the world because of like what he did and the industry he created. Then he died when she was 13, and so he gave everything to her, and she had like billions of dollars at her disposal
Oh my goodness.
at the age of 13 and was like in charge of like things. And like when she was born, like, you know, it was being written about in the paper, and like, you know, she's the sole heiress to, you know, this great fortune, and like all of the stuff that like happened subsequently because of it. I'm like, no.
Right, like,
That's a really hard position to put your child in, you know,
yeah.
because like they couldn't like take her on outings or like anything, you know, like.
Yeah.
It was like the same thing that happened with like the Lindenberg baby, which no one knows what actually happened with the Lindenberg baby. That's a whole
And
nother
JonBenet
story.
Ramsey and Ramsey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm sure they're fine.
That's our
I don't want
rant.
to judge them too hard. I don't really know them, but just
I just
yeah.
hope that they're doing things for their child, you know?
Yeah. 'Cause you know, it probably started as like just a like they never expected to get anything from it. They're just like,
Yeah.
oh, it's kind of fun, like he's reviewing his own toys. Yeah. Moving on. Another website one. So You could get rich by registering a website domain, like purchasing it before it's like needed or wanted. So basically there's this whole, I guess you could, I don't know if you could call it a career. They're called domain squatters.
Okay.
So they're people who register potentially, like they kind of like seek out URLs that people might want in the future, and they buy them at very low costs. And then, as like when a buyer comes along, they resell it at like very high uptick. So essentially, this guy named Chris Clark in 2008, or I guess, well, back up in 1994, he purchased the domain pizza.com for $20.
Okay, good him. Go.
And people were just like really wanting it because it's pizza.com. And he sold it in 2008 for $2.6 million.
What? No. No.
Yep.
That's too much money.
I know, right?
Why?
I don't even know like what it is right now,
Well, I'm
but
looking right now. Oh. Pizza.com. Everyone loves pizza. Find the pizza you're looking for. Delivery, local pizzerias, and recipes all in one place. It's an all-inclusive pizza
like a
website.
pizza locator?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And they have like recipes and pizza games and pizza news and fun facts. And they have inquire about this domain and they have inquire at webname.com. So they must be like willing to like sell it if it like. You know?
They're like, it sold for 2.6 mil before. Why can't it sell
Yeah.
for more now? Interesting.
Interesting.
Maybe you could get rich by selling chicken in a parking lot.
Oh, okay.
In
Tell me more.
2009, brothers Mike and JC Conrad started just selling chicken in, is it Spokane,
I think
Washington?
so, yeah.
Just selling it in a parking lot for $1.49 per pound, which was
What that seems
half.
good.
Yeah, it was half the national price per pound average at that time. And they did have one condition that buyers had to purchase 40 po at least 40 pounds at a time. But like within 2 days, the brothers sold 80,000 pounds of chicken from a parking lot.
Where are they
Like they were
getting
just like in a parking.
80,000 pounds of chicken?
Yeah, that too. I was like, and how did you like convince enough people that like that seems really sketchy to me to just like go buy like raw chicken in a parking lot by like two dudes, you know?
Yeah,
Like,
I have questions
but
about that.
they sold a bunch of it, so they went on to launch Zacon Fresh, a full-scale business based on the model.
Wow, that's
And
wild.
yeah, so I guess they have about like 80 employees now or something, but started by selling chicken in a parking lot. I don't know where they got the chicken. I don't know how they advertised to be able
Yeah.
or like to be able to sell
Or just
80,000
people in
pounds in two
Spokane were like,
days.
they were like, we really need this chicken.
I know, like, but like you also had to buy at least 40 pounds at a time. That's like a huge, like you need a big freezer for that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I where are they getting
Like
it?
I
How are
maybe
they
it was
storing
probably
it?
to like
Where did it come from?
restaurants.
Where did it go? Where did it
Where
come
did it come?
from? Chicken eyed
JC
Joe.
Conrad and Mike.
JC Conrad and Mike. And Mike, is that
And Mike.
just
Yeah, there's a lot of questions around that, but good for them
Okay.
for becoming rich off of that.
Good for them.
You could also get You could also get rich by just buying up all the lottery tickets so that you have all the chances to win because you just have all of the tickets.
Yes, that would be one way to do it.
So starting in the 50s, Stefan Mandel, he just like bounced around the globe, buying up all these lottery tickets from like Romania to Australia, and he would just buy every available ticket that he could find to try to like guarantee a win. And eventually this led to his crown jewel In 1992, he won a $27 million bounty in Virginia, and it only took him buying 7.1 million tickets.
That's it. That's
Yep.
all it took him.
Yeah.
I don't know if this
So
one
that was
seems
like,
worth it to me.
well, this process isn't really, it can't really be repeated today because the possible combinations have like grown too large. I guess like in the
Okay.
90s, it was a lot easier to do that, but I don't even know how much 7.1 million tickets cost. Like, how did,
Like, did he, like, 'cause, like,
how do
they
you
all
afford that in the
cost
first
like
place?
$1 or even 50 cents, like,
That's million. Yeah,
that you're
exactly.
already spending, like, unless, like, the.
Well, if he started in the 50s and he's been buying them up like around the world, he probably had one a few times, I'm assuming.
I don't know. I have questions about it. I don't love it. I don't love it.
Well,
Oh no, are you there?
yes.
Oh,
Can you hear
okay.
me?
I did not hear what you just said.
Sorry. Oh, you can become a millionaire by inventing a new pet.
This should be interesting.
Like, I'm sure you've heard of it, Gary Doll. He created a pet that never needed to be fed or walked, never required a trip to the vet or the groomer, and would never ever die.
Pet rock?
Exactly. Yes, Pet
Really?
Rock.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah, in 1975, he ran with this idea that, a rock is the only thing that would fit all those criteria. And he started selling rocks for pets. He sold each one at a dollar profit margin.
Oh.
And he sold more than a million units. So just making him a bona fide millionaire
Good for him.
by just selling rocks.
Listen.
I mean, that's like one of those ideas where it was like, it would either be like a total miss or it would
Right.
take off and
Which is
become just
amazing
like viral.
because, like, even to this day, people talk about, like, pet rocks already, like, in general. Like, it's still a thing.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. I remember like my parents talking about it because they were like kids. I don't know if they had one, but I mean, they were only a doll. Well, maybe they were more than a dollar. Never mind. I don't know. But yeah. You could also just accidentally create a toy.
Okay.
So as the legend goes, naval engineer
The
Richard
legend.
James, I know that's how this like article, I was like, I guess it's a legend.
All right.
He was in the middle of designing springs for subnautical balance, which basically just means how to help keep things upright on a submarine.
Okay.
And he accidentally dropped one of these like springs that he was designing. And
Oh my
as
gosh, it's a
he was
slinky.
watching it, he was, yeah. So it like coiled end over end around the room and he was like, whoa,
Oh my
light bulb.
gosh.
And within 18 months, the slinky was on the shelves and sold as a toy.
Slinkies are
And
so
today,
fun.
yeah, it's one of the most recognizable toys of all time.
Yeah. Then you got like
And
Slinky
I mean, they're all
Dog.
fun until they get tangled,
That's
but
true. When they get like one little loop out of place, it's not fun.
I know it's very annoying.
Yeah.
This
Wow.
one is from our generation.
Oh boy.
You could just create a viral mobile game.
What people?
Do you remember? Yes. How do you know that?
I don't know. It's a
Like, literally.
viral game.
Yeah. So it was only in the App Store for 8 months
The people
and
went,
it got
they were
millions of,
on that like crack.
yeah, millions of downloads. And the creator, Dong, I always struggle with saying this last name. We're just gonna call him Dong, was
Okay.
making he made, and it's like I'm so bad at it. It's the last name that's like NGUYEN.
When?
Oh, is what is it?
When?
Oh, really? Okay, never
Or
mind.
when?
Okay, so Dong.
When?
Yeah, it's like the
Not
NG
when,
that
sorry.
like.
When? Not when.
Okay. Well,
No,
he
maybe
was
it is.
making like.
No, it is when. No. It's either win or
It's
one.
okay. It's okay. Well, I mean, okay. So he was making like $50,000 a day, and then I like remember hearing about this. Like he was just so stressed of like the sudden fame and wealth that he just took the game off the market. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. Because
How it was
people.
like only like an yeah, it was only in the App Store for like 8 months, and like everyone was like freaking out about it, and then all of a sudden it was just like taken off and like.
Okay, this website says that it is pronounced something like win or when.
Okay.
Okay, that was not super important, but no, because people went crazy over it, and then when it disappeared, people flipped out, and like when it was already like on their device, if you like deleted it, it'd be gone forever. And so people were like
Right. So
selling
people.
like iPod touches that were like that had Flappy Bird on it, but that was like the only like pull for like selling that
Are you
iPod touch.
serious?
Yeah. And
People did that?
someone figured out how to put it on a graphing calculator where, because you know how like graphing calculators, you can like program games into them, like video
Yeah.
games. Well, people, someone like at our school figured out, I don't know if it was someone at our school figured out, but someone at our school like somehow came across how to put it on a graphing calculator. So a bunch of people just had Flappy Bird on their graphing calculator.
What? Really?
This is what our generation is
Wow.
doing instead of vaping.
Right? Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Flappy Bird. I just like can't like poor guy. I'm sure like a lot of people were mad at him, but like that would be a lot.
Yeah, it would be.
But at the same time, like I don't know if I would be like upset about it, but whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
Can't really put myself in his shoes, so
Yeah.
we got a few more.
Okay.
You can possibly get rich by renting out goats for various
Weeds.
activities or reasons. Yeah. So
Like for like poison ivy and stuff, right?
so there's like I don't know about well, okay. So at hiregoats.com, dozens of companies nationwide rent goats for everything from eradicating invasive plants to creating fire breaks. It costs between like 400 to 800 per acre to rent a goat.
Wow.
And apparently these they call them goatrepreneurs could earn like around $600,000 per year just renting out their goats.
Wow. And that's like good for them too,
I
because
wonder
then
if
they're just like eating. Wow,
right.
there are two goat companies for Michigan. There's one for
Oh,
like the
really?
west side of the state, and then there's one that services Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio.
Wow. What do we need
Wow.
goats for? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know, maybe
I wonder
do
if they
they
rent
rent
out
them
for
out for
people to
like
do
goat
like.
yoga?
I literally was gonna say that. Yeah, goat yoga.
Can we do that for my bachelor?
Oh my gosh. I just like don't understand. Whatever. Why not like cats or something cute? I don't like
Goats are
goats. Goats don't
cute.
like me. I don't like goats.
Listen, they do
Goats don't
puppy.
like me. They hate me. I
They
don't like.
do puppy yoga. They probably
Do they
do cat
really?
yoga. Yeah, they do.
I feel like puppies aren't like chill enough for yoga.
And you, do you think goats are?
I don't know. Don't they use like baby goats?
Yeah, usually like the small ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one's interesting. Cleaning up crime scenes. In the early
No.
2000s, Kansas police officer Laura Spalding founded Spalding Deacon, a Tampa Bay-based specialty service that deals with the gruesome work of cleaning up the remnants of murders, meth labs, and other crime scenes.
Well, 'cause this is the thing.
I'm sure there'd be a lot of business in Florida. I mean,
The police don't clean up like
I never
murder
thought about that.
scenes. Like you are responsible for cleaning it up. The
But what if it's
police
in
do
like a
not do it
public
for you.
place?
Then the police probably bring someone in to do it, but like if it's at like a restaurant or like, a hotel or like your a residence or something, like they're not going to do that for you.
Oh, so I guess this is a really nice service. In 2015, I know, right? I can't even imagine, like, yeah. And then, like, exposing yourself to, like, these meth labs and,
the
yikes.
dream right there.
Well, it
Same.
would give you nightmares, is what it would do. In
Same as
2015, her comp.
the
I know, right?
drugs.
Her company
I
became the
know, right?
first.
We're so bad.
Her company became the first nationally franchised business of its kind. And actually, in 2022, it made Entrepreneurs Franchise 500 list. So
Good for her.
go, Laura
Go,
Spaulding.
Laura. That's
Like,
great.
someone needs to do it. And I'm so glad that she
So glad it's not me.
is brave enough to do that. I'm
Yeah.
sure she probably struggles to get hired. I don't know, maybe not, but
There's always
it's kind of
people.
cool that like a police officer like founded it.
Yeah. Probably because they
On
saw the need of
CNBC.
like, it was like, and who cleans this up? They're like,
Right?
you don't know.
See a need, fill a need.
Oh.
Is that from a movie? Robots?
Yeah, it's from Robots.
See a need, fill a need. I love that movie.
Me too.
That's like, I feel like that's like one of the most underrated movies ever.
Isn't Robin
I
Williams in
watched.
that?
Oh yeah, I think he is.
Isn't he like the kooky like guy friend that he
Yeah.
meets?
The
The red
red,
one. Yeah,
yeah.
what's his
I don't
name?
remember his name.
Okay.
I don't know.
I can find it. Robots. Robots. Two oh, you know what? That film was made in 2005.
What film? Oh, perfect.
Robots.
Full circle.
His name is Fender.
Bender.
Wow. They get some names in here. Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh yeah, she plays Fanny, right?
Yeah. Amanda Bynes plays Piper. Mel Brooks is Big Weld.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't that underrated. I just feel like not a lot of people like talked about it ever.
James
But
Earl
obviously,
Jones was the voice box of, or voice
the
box guy.
voice box.
Yeah. Voice box. Where does it say? Why can't I read the entire thing?
Of Rodney Copperbottom.
Of Herb Copperbottom. Stanley Tucci was Herb Copperbottom? Wait, this is a stacked movie. Paula Abdul was in there.
What?
Al Roker?
What? I had
Wait.
no idea.
Wait. There's literally so many people in here.
Was
Jay
that
Leno?
like a DreamWorks movie? Was that a DreamWorks movie?
Blue Sky Studios. 20th Century Studios.
Blue Sky.
What? Wait a second. Drew
That's
Carey was
probably.
in here?
Who's
Halle
Drew Carey?
Berry? You don't know who Drew Carey is?
I don't know. I'd probably recognize him. I don't like no
He has a
names,
show
to
called
be
The Drew
honest.
Carey Show, and he was like the guy on The Price is Right. He's in Whose Line Is It Anyway?
He kind of looks familiar.
Apparently, it also in NCIS and Coneheads. Wow.
Oh, Blue Sky is the one who did like Ice Age and Rio.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I didn't even realize that they did that.
I need to watch that movie now.
Oh, I guess they went defunct in 2021.
Blue Sky? Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's
Yeah.
kind of sad.
Yeah.
Oh, Dr. Seuss Horton Hears a Who? They made that movie?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. They made good movies.
Wow.
Yeah, because Disney took over, right? And that's why they closed.
Don't know. Or it was COVID, probably. Or
Oh, wait, no,
something.
it literally says here on the website Disney acquisition.
Oh. Disney. Oh, Disney.
Disney's taking over everything.
Just like Adobe when they
Ice
bought
Age,
Figma.
Robots, Rio, Epic. That was a good movie. Ferdinand. That was a good movie too. They only had 13 movies? Wow.
Yeah. Last one.
All right.
This one's just kind of weird.
Okay.
So, you know those like fake teeth that like you can put in your mouth and they're like all like gross and like
Yes.
just like rotten looking kind of?
Yeah. Like the costume teeth.
Yeah. So they're called like Billy Bob teeth. And they were created when dental student Rich Bailey met Jonah White, an aspiring entrepreneur, in 1993. The two met at Missouri State University football game, in which Bailey at the time had only made a few pairs of the teeth in the school's lab, and he was wearing them at the game while flirting with the teenagers, or not the teenagers, the
Oh.
cheerleaders. The cheerleader.
He's flirting with the teenager.
Oh my
Whoa there,
gosh.
buddy.
And they, I don't really know how well that worked out with him. Maybe he was trying to like get them, like girls like funny guys sort of thing. I don't know. But they became friends, and Bailey taught White how to make the teeth, and the gag product is sold now in 95% of the countries in the world, according to its website.
Wow.
And in 2015, Bloomberg reported that 15 million sets of the novelty teeth had been sold and dubbed White a redneck tycoon.
All
So there you
right.
go. Just come
There
up
you
with
go.
something disgusting
Absurd
and
and
weird,
disgusting.
and it
Yeah.
might just hit it off. You might just hit it off with weird, you know, you can't ever like really predict a fad or like when something goes viral.
Yeah. No, I feel like that's like the thing with like Flappy Bird too. Like,
Right?
it's like those
Like,
kind
it's
of
such a
games, it's
simple.
like hit or miss, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there's like a billion variations of Flappy Bird out right now, but nothing compared. Like, we lived through that. Like, that was like high school.
Flappy
Like,
Bird was like, that was the thing.
yeah.
Everyone liked that game.
I'm
I
pretty
don't know,
sure I had it.
whoever's doing Candy Crush is gotta be making a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Oh my gosh, you know what I just thought of? My Heyday Farm.
Effort.
I haven't even looked at mine in like months.
I know, same.
Remember when we like lived together that summer?
Yes.
Three, two, 2 years ago? And we were like so into that
It
game.
was like a religion.
It was like we had
It was
to.
an addiction, let's be honest.
It was an addiction. It was that and Outlander.
I miss that so
Me
much.
too. I actually just watched all of Outlander again,
Really?
except for season six, which is on Stars. But I
And
watched all five seasons on Netflix within the past like
I should
month and a
probably watch
half.
it again because I feel like I would, there's a lot of things I forgot, and I feel like
There
I
were
would
so many
pick
little
up,
details where I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't notice
I
this.
feel like I would pick
Or like the
up on a lot
relationships.
more too.
Yeah.
I
It was
am,
good.
I'm almost at the end of Vampire Diaries, so maybe
I've
I'll
never
re just
actually
rewatch
like
all of it.
I've never actually fully watched through Vampire Diaries. I think I made it to like season three or season
That's where
four.
I quit the first time, and the second time I'm so, like, I don't know, it was just so much better, and it's just so good. It is so
So
good.
this is the
It
thing.
makes me cry so much.
I just got done with Outlander. I watched all of the new Love is Blind season and the whole new Married at Fight. Whoop, Married at First
Married
Sight.
at Fight.
Married at Fight. Married at First Sight season. The new ones that came out like back to back of those two shows. And then I watched all of New Girl because it was going off of Netflix. It's on Hulu, so there's ads, which is fine because I still love New Girl.
You
But I
could just get
watched,
Hulu without ads.
yeah, but that would cost me money, so
I
more money.
think Jaeger and I made it through like one movie or something with ads, and he was like, "Nope, I'm buying the premium."
maybe once
He was like,
Brandon and
"Nope."
I like combine start to
Right.
like combine those accounts, we'll do that, but
Yeah. Splurge a little.
yeah, splurge a little. No, so and then I've been watching like Friends, but like I've watched that one so many times that like I don't
That's one where like
need to like
you just kind of like pick a random
yeah,
episode every once in a while and
it's
just
like
like,
if I can't sleep, I like put that on in the background and just like go to
yeah.
sleep to that. So I'm like I need a new show to watch. So maybe I'll start watching Vampire Diaries.
Was definitely better the second time
Okay.
around, and like going like after like the season three finale is really like where it like pivots and like just like I don't know. I just remember like that episode was just like such like a climax, and then the
Yeah.
rest of the show is like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because each season they kind of like have like this central conflict, and I like that it like changes each season.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of really sad stuff, and I have cried so much at that show. I was not expecting to, but like it just like gets deep,
Did
and
you
like
read?
all of the actors are so good
Yeah.
that yeah.
Did you read the book that I gave you yet?
Not yet. I'm still on the Titanic one.
Okay. Did they mention the Titanic yet? Okay.
Oh yeah, they I'm like right at like right after it wrecked or sank.
Oh boy. Oh
So.
boy. Okay. Yeah. Well, we sidetracked a lot.
I know. Sorry.
Sorry, guys.
Well, there's been your smattering of ways that you could that people have gotten rich in the past, and you know, if you come up with an idea just like them, maybe you could be rich too.
And you should credit us and give us 10% of your royalties.
Right?
Because you got your idea from our
And
podcast.
read the Pooper Scooper book.
It's free. All right. Bye,
Not an ad,
guys.
but okay.
Not an ad.